98.1 KZE. On the line with me today, Louisa Stanchoff. She is playing this Saturday at the Park Theater in Hudson along with Belle Skinner. Louisa, thank you so much for hopping on with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. First question, I always like to start here. Have you been to the Park Theater before?
I have. I played at the Park Theater in, I think, November with a little trio that I was touring with, Molly Parton and Eliza Edens. We kind of just sang each other's songs and played in each other's bands and had a great show.
You know what? Yeah, I think I actually spoke to, I want to say, Molly about that show. That sounds incredibly familiar. How did that go?
It was awesome. It was with Keenan O'Mara,
yes,
too.
Yes.
And it was lovely. It was a chilly evening in Hudson, and we had some delicious Thai food before and then played some music, and it was a great time.
Yeah, a really special vibe at the Park Theater, right? I mean, it used to be, I think, a silent film theater.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so really special building, right?
Yeah, Shannon is really a wonderful host, and I love the setup, and the sound is really good. I remember being really surprised by that. I think we'd had a really long drive that day, and we got there, and I was just, like, so thankful that it sounded amazing.
Yeah.
Because you can't take that for granted.
No, for sure.
A lot of venues, you don't really know what you signed up for, and you show up, and you're like, oh, okay, we're running our own sound or something. But this is a really, really lovely sounding room. So
yeah, and I mean, really it makes such a huge difference because, you know, if the artist can hear themselves properly and, you know, if they like the way they sound, like, it just opens things up to so many possibilities and, you know, places that the set might not have gone if you weren't as comfortable.
Yeah, and it's kind of hard on the road relying on that so intensely. Like, it really changes the show if the sound isn't there.
Yeah.
So there is kind of an epidemic of bad sound guys out there, and he is a very good sound guy at Park Theater. So
awesome. So I was doing a little bit of Googling before speaking to you, Louisa, and I know that you grew up in Maine and then did a bunch of traveling around and I think spent some time here in upstate New York before eventually returning to Maine. Is that all basically correct?
Yeah. I actually went to college in Canton, New York, St. Lawrence University.
Okay.
And then I lived in Ithaca, New York at a certain time. And I lived like around more upstate New York for a minute there, too. And then I went down to Asheville, North Carolina, went out to Montana for a minute, and lived in California for a little while. And then I was like, okay, time to go back to Maine.
Yeah. I don't really know anything about the music scene in Maine. What is it like up there?
It's pretty scarce. There's not like that much going on, but the people that are doing it are really talented. Like I live in Warren, Maine, which is pretty rural. It's like probably like 20 minutes from Rockland and Camden area. Mm-hmm. That's more of a well-known area. Warren is not well-known, but around the corner from me, like a couple miles away, that's around the corner in where I live, is one of the best pedal steel players I've ever met, and he's a friend of mine, Hamilton Belk, and so we collaborate together. There's a lot of really awesome musicians in the area, but I think people move to Maine for a reason. They kind of are either like slightly taking a step back from the music scene, perhaps, or like want to focus on other things, you know, like homesteading. Like my friend Hamilton, I'll just keep talking about him. He has a bunch of chickens and some other animals and pets. So he and a huge garden.
That's,
you know, he doesn't want to just be living in New York City, like huffing it, slugging it.
Yeah.
He wants to, like, you know, do some other stuff too. But it is hard to travel from Maine. Like I also have like a huge garden and cats and things. And so it's a lot to leave everything and get on the road every time, you know.
For sure. But it's also good to love your home so much and be so happy to return to it at the end of tour.
Exactly. Yeah. There's just a balance to everything, really. Like I would love to live in a place where there's more access to music and shows and things, but I also like love nature and love like having a lot of space.
Yeah.
So there's And I'm sure, good and bad everywhere.
Yeah, I'm sure you found also that, you know, creative people tend to find each other wherever they are. And, you know, like you linked up with your friend, and I'm sure there's many other incredible musicians in the area that, you know, you all kind of have this shared thing that drives you that you need to do, whether or not you're doing other things. And, you know, probably all tend to find each other.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's some really talented people. It's spaced out, and but they're around for sure.
Yeah. Well, we're delighted to have you coming through Hudson, and I know you're playing along with Belle Skinner, who's also incredible. Have you played with her before?
No, I've never even met her. I'm so psyched. I cannot wait to hear her set. She's going to play first, and I think she's going to be solo, and then we're going to go on as a trio.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we'll have drums and bass, and I'll be playing electric guitar and singing.
Very cool. So a pretty full sound tonight, or Saturday, not tonight.
Yeah, Saturday. Matt, he lives in Beacon, New York, Matt Gaydar, and he's played at the Park Theater, I think. He goes by Glenn Echo as his stage name, and he's playing bass with us and singing harmonies, and he has an amazing voice. He's an amazing musician. And then Dave Kelly, who lives here in Midcoast, Maine as well, he is playing drums, and he also is an amazing singer, but he refuses to sing harmony with me, unfortunately. But he's awesome. And he's a wooden boat builder, actually, as well. So a very talented person all around.
Oh, that's awesome. See, yeah, like this sounds like kind of an idyllic existence to be in, like, rural Maine and have something like a craft or a homestead that you're so good at that, you know, working with your hands, and then also have this wonderful creative outlet.
Yeah, exactly. And I have a couple other jobs too. Like, I substitute teach at the high school and the middle school here, which I actually really love because I get to teach music sometimes.
Oh, awesome.
And I also work at a Thai restaurant, which I'm going to go work at right now after this phone call.
Nice. Yeah, so a little bit of everything, a very well-balanced life right now.
Yeah, and then tomorrow we head out and we play in Northampton, and then we come to Hudson, and then we go forth on this tour.
Awesome. Well, Louisa, thank you so much for hopping on with me for a minute here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, and I can't wait to come to Hudson on Saturday.